Ex-CIA analyst confident Intel community will try to interfere against Trump in 2024 election. By Christina Wong on January 2, 2024. Former CIA intelligence analyst John Gentry is predicting that a politicized intelligence community will attempt to interfere in the 2024 election similar to their efforts in 2020. Gentry, a Georgetown University professor and author of the new book, Neutering the CIA, Why U.S. Intelligence vs. Trump Has Long-Term Consequences, told Fox News Digital in a recent interview. He said, "My guess is that the proverbial deep state within the intelligence community will reemerge because presumably a Republican candidate will again be seen as a threat to the internal policies that many intelligence people like." Gentry pointed to the infamous letter wherein more than 50 former senior intelligence officials claimed in an open letter that the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation just weeks before the 2020 election. That letter has now been debunked and traced back to then-Biden campaign adviser Antony Blinken and former Obama acting CIA director Mike Morrell, according to congressional testimony from the latter. The CIA had approved the letter for publication in Politico. "I think it is worth closely monitoring these people. Many have compromised their credibility by actions such as the Laptop 51 letter," Gentry said. He said there are already signs in recent weeks that those same former intelligence agency members will be active in 2024. "I long have thought we are likely to again see former intelligence officers be politically active against Trump or whomever the Republican presidential candidate is next year, and I expect leaking to resume," Gentry told Fox News Digital. "The activities of formers have resumed already, a bit before I expected." Gentry also highlighted how the intelligence community got more woke over the last few decades due to the introduction of diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, at major intelligence agencies, including the CIA, which he said shifted attention away from day-to-day operations. "It was an effort half a century ago to get more women and minorities into the intelligence community," he said, adding that it sped up under the Obama administration. "This was done under the rubric of affirmative action. It gradually became more of a policy through the Clinton administration. But it took a significant step forward, or not, depending on your perspective, when President Obama signed an executive order designed to improve diversity and inclusion in the federal workforce." He fingered former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper as two of the main drivers of the more politically active intelligence agencies. He said they were strongly supportive of Obama's desire to transform the federal workforce, and began to accelerate this process. They pushed their employees to be more concerned about diversity and inclusion issues and, even in Brennan's case, to be politically active, he said. He said he hoped his new book would help readers appreciate that there is a significant political problem within the agencies and that former members saw how effective they were in damaging Trump in 2020 and how no one was criticized. "So, put all these things together, and I'm pretty confident that we'll see a reemergence of activism," he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.